What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Divvy Crypto Podcast. And on this episode, Nick sits down with Gil Hildebrand from Gilded. And it is a company that is entirely focusing on invoicing, payments, and accounting for global businesses powered by the blockchain. So if you have run a business in the past, you know the massive uphill battle that is accounting and making your accountant happy, making things seamless and fast and easy. So it's really interesting that they would be leveraging technology for this service specifically. And Gil goes through a lot of the details of it. So without further ado, let's dive into the interview with Nick and Gil from Gilded.
All right, Mr. Gil Hildebrand, thank you so much for joining me today for the Divvy Crypto Podcast to talk about Gilded and invoicing and tracking of finance in crypto. I can tell you firsthand that it is a difficult problem to solve. We've dealt with some insanely difficult challenges with tracking and reconciling our own finances in our business. So thank you for coming on and talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely, Nick. Thanks for having me.
So Gil, before we jump into the solution, let's talk a little bit about you. Give me a little bit of background on, you know, how you got started in crypto and what led you to create a solution like Gilded.
I've been a software developer for 20 years, and I feel like a dinosaur saying that, but I started when I was 15, professionally, actually. And, over time, I had many different roles, but I spent half of my career working on a company that I helped start called Squidoo with Seth Godin, who's a famous marketing author and blogger. And we built this social publishing platform where we actually paid half of the money that we made back to the people who created content on our platform. And I built the billing and payment systems that we use to pay tens of millions of dollars to people all over the world. And I saw firsthand how difficult it was to pay people electronically, to pay people internationally. And I just knew that there had to be a better way. But we're talking from 2005 to 2014 here. And there simply weren't other options. I wish I had known about Bitcoin then, but it probably would have been a little bit too early. Much later after Squidoo was acquired, I discovered the blockchain industry, and I've realized how much impact that this is going to have on the world. Because the internet democratized access to information, made it easy for you and I and anyone else to collaborate and work together no matter where they are in the world. But the same thing isn't true for the transfer of value. And I just knew that this is going to not only, replace banks and things like that, but also create more collaboration, tolerance, and wealth around the world as people are able to work no matter where they are. So that's kind of, been my background is thinking about how do we create this global cooperative society where we're all working together. Gilded sort of started from there.
That's remarkable. And you mentioned something that's probably of more prescient and more relevant than ever before, which is remote work, right? I mean, at the moment, almost everyone is working remotely. So I can see that the trend of, automated systems like Gilded and more tech focused systems are going to become more and more important. I mean, would you agree with that? Do you see a lot more adoption of Gilded and services like it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen a big jump in transaction volume over the last few months for sure. We've seen similar reports in the traditional, I shouldn't say traditional, but in the fintech world, they're reporting increases as well. The interesting thing is not what's going on right now, but what will go on a year from now, 2 years from now. So suddenly people are realizing that, hey, I don't necessarily need to hire people that are in the same office as me because we can still work together otherwise. And then the next step after that is, well, if I'm hiring for a role, why do I have to hire someone who lives in the same city as me or in the same country? And this is, you know, something that people already do today is work with people in other countries. But I think increasingly we're going to see that it's actually the norm. And so, you know, a year, 2 years, 5 years from now, this is going to have major ramifications on remote work.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I know one of our advisors works at Upwork, and he has been increasingly active in creating new processes for remote workers within Upwork and for the freelancers that access that platform on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Upwork's a great platform.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because we've already seen this massive climb in the gig economy, right? And now we're starting to see people hedging their bets against whatever they're hedging against, whether that's the US dollar or the, you know, traditional equities markets or whatever, by coming into crypto. I mean, you said yourself, you've seen some increased transaction volume. I can tell you, we've seen massive growth and massive increase in volume and transactions on even just our blockchain, let alone Bitcoin. So I think that this is kind of coming at a perfect time, despite the obvious sort of negativity around what's actually happening in the world right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that said, let's jump into Guilded a little bit. Why don't you first just give everyone listening a quick overview of exactly what Guilded is and what it does?
Guilded helps businesses operate internationally with a platform that makes it easy to send and receive payments around the world at a fraction of the cost and the time that it takes for traditional money transfer options like banks and fintech companies. And we do that using digital currency. And, you know, in the past, digital currency has had a little bit of a rough relationship with society because, you know, it was perceived as it was very difficult to use. And there were, you know, issues around taxes and volatility and government regulations. But we've really reached an inflection point where it's in discussions in the highest levels of government and commerce. And I think that now is the time where both the tools and the regulatory landscape are at a point where we can just focus on the benefits and know that the other concerns that were there in the past are being addressed and will be resolved very rapidly. So we are bringing businesses into the digital currency economy. And the way that we think about any healthy economy is that there needs to be a healthy amount of supply and demand. What I mean by demand is people who are willing to accept digital currency for payment. And for that, in the business world, we call that accounts receivables, or invoicing would be the, you know, the way that you accept payment. And again, Guilded is B2B focused, not so much on the consumer side. But, you know, invoicing is the norm. So we have a really great invoicing tool. In addition to that, you know, there's also the supply side, which is people who are willing to pay in digital currency. And so for them, we're creating tools that make it really easy to, you know, pay invoices as well as receive and press bills from. And we think that by creating a solution that solves problems both for accounts receivables and payables for businesses, that this is going to get the flywheel moving on the digital currency economy. Now, there's one last piece to what we do that is super important, but no one likes to talk about, which is accounting. And, you know, most people think that accounting is just how much do I owe in taxes? Because as an individual, that's what we, you know, deal with our accounts. But for a business, it actually, what it is the information that enables you to make smart business decisions. So it's super important to know which of my products is making money and which is losing money. And, you know, how much money do I have coming in versus going out? And, you know, how do I tweak the performance of that? Where are my profit margins? Those things are really critical. And if you're not keeping track of that, you know, you're basically not able to make effective decisions. So Guilded as a technology solution is a software platform that integrates many different cryptocurrencies, as well as some integrations with the traditional banking system and integrations with accounting software like QuickBooks, to basically cover all the bases so that businesses can both transact using digital currency and also to be able to account for it and to integrate it within their business workflow.
That's huge because, well, as a digital currency business operator, as I said in the beginning, I can tell you that it's incredibly difficult not only just to reconcile all of the transactions and payments that you make and invoices that you send, but also to track and understand how much, when, how much Bitcoin was worth at that moment. Those types of things are really difficult to keep track of. And as you say, without that information, you really aren't doing proper accounting. You really can't make those really critical decisions that move your business forward. Now, I'm really interested in the invoicing side of this because we have several vendors that do invoice us with crypto as a payment method, but it's kind of fractured. You know, it's kind of fragmented the way that they go about it. And it's not their fault. It's just there hasn't really been a good solution for it until now. Can you talk to the invoicing a little bit and bring our listeners through exactly how that feels and works for a business who's sending an invoice with cryptocurrency as a payment method?
Yeah, so let's talk about how businesses do it without Guilded. And the way that they would do it is they would use whatever invoicing software that they're comfortable with. I'm based in the United States, and so I'll say that many businesses use QuickBooks as their accounting system, but also their invoicing system. So what you would do is you would put on your invoice, kind of in the notes section at the bottom, you would paste in your crypto address for payment. So right there, you know, you've got, every time you want to do this, you've got to paste that in and hope that you copied it right, you know, to make sure that that payment goes through. Then you send the invoice to the client, however you send it. Now they've got to copy and paste that address, but they also have to calculate, you know, how much is this in the digital currency I'm using. So if they're using, you know, Divi tokens, then they've got to calculate the market rate of that compared to whatever currency is being invoiced in, whether that's euros or dollars, for example. So you're asking them to do that when really it should be you that does it because you want to make sure you're getting paid the right amount. But you can't do that because when the customer sees the invoice, that might be a day or two later, and the price fluctuates, right? So what Guilded does is we handle your invoicing for you. You can create an invoice using Guilded, price it in whatever currency you want. And when your customer goes to pay, that is when we calculate the exchange rate. We display your address for payment. We're about to release an upgrade that will make it so that you can just click a button to pay, so you don't actually have to copy and paste the address or the amount to pay. From there, we, you know, detect when payment is made. We mark the invoice as paid. We send a receipt to the customer. We show the transaction activity to your wallet. You can see that activity and map it back to the invoice. And then lastly, if you're using something like QuickBooks, you can sync it back to your accounting system. Now, that's not it. We know that businesses are not just using digital currency today, and they want to offer their customers choices. So we integrate with Stripe. So if you want to accept credit cards as well, you know, you can just plug in your Stripe credentials and you can accept payment that way. If some of your customers want to pay with a wire transfer, you have a way to put those details on the invoice as well. So you can offer several different ways to pay. And you know, if they pay using digital currency, then you know you're going to get that payment for a fraction of the time and cost of the other payment methods. So that's sort of the basics of our invoicing system.
That's really, really comprehensive. And it sounds like, so it connects to the wallets of the business, right? So right. You could technically be sending transactions and doing, you know, your day-to-day transacting business to business and not have to worry about going back and like entering it into your spreadsheet or your QuickBooks manually, right? Because you said it connects with QuickBooks as well.
Right. Yeah. So today, if you want to use Guilded and QuickBooks, you're going to send your invoices through Guilded, and then your transaction activity can be mapped back to QuickBooks for accounting purposes. But one thing that we've got on our roadmap to complete before the end of this year is that you could create a Guilded account, hook it up once, and then from then on, you could actually continue invoicing in QuickBooks. And when you create an invoice, your customer would receive a link to pay with Guilded. They could pay, and we handle the crypto part and sync everything back to QuickBooks so that effectively you could just use QuickBooks. And I think that that's going to be another inflection point where any business can say, okay, sure, I'll accept this because, you know, it takes me, let's say, 20 minutes to set up. And then after that, I just get all the benefits without having to switch apps or anything else.
That's huge. Anybody who listens to this podcast or follows me on any platform knows that I'm all about eliminating friction and all about consolidation and just making it as simple and straightforward for the user, which in this case is, you know, an entrepreneur who's got a million other things to worry about, as possible. So that's a huge, huge benefit. And it's really laudable. So I got to give you credit on that one. Now, another really cool feature with Guilded that I noticed on your website was stablecoin payments. So if you're pretty much, you know, a fully crypto centric business and you're not going in and out of fiat all the time, it looks like you still have the option to stick within crypto, but using those dollar backed stablecoins. Is that right?
Yeah, we're about choice actually. So if you want to use Bitcoin or another currency, you can use that. If you want to use stablecoins, you know, that can help with some of the issues around the volatility. But really, it's about choice. So you know, we like to give people options and leave it to them to decide which they want to use.
That's fantastic. Again, something that I'm pretty big on is giving the user a choice. I don't like walled gardens. You know, there's so many technologies out there that just force you into using it in a certain way. And while that can work in certain senses, I feel like when it comes to managing your business, flexibility, especially as a startup, is so important. I mean, I'm sure you can agree you're running a startup yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I should point out is that Guilded is a non-custodial solution, which means we never touch your money. And you can bring your wallet to Guilded. We support many different types of wallets. And so, you know, that's really in the spirit of crypto. Now, we also integrate with Coinbase. So if there's someone who wants, you know, a custodial account, if they're not comfortable with a non-custodial wallet, we have that option. But by default, you know, you plug in your own wallet and you can use it. Guilded doesn't charge transaction fees. We don't touch the payments. We don't stop the payments or anything like that. We're simply just the software that helps you integrate it into your business.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you something. Do you see that, you know, most of the people using Guilded are crypto businesses? Are you trying to access the businesses outside? And do you find that it's difficult for them to understand why it's important to have this ability?
Well, let's be clear that in order for the digital currency economy to grow, it's not going to grow just one business over here and one business over there. There has to be a density to it so that we have both the supply and demand. And so you can think about the famous story of Facebook that launched at Harvard and then they launched at Yale and then they went college by college, because if they just opened it up to every university at once, there wouldn't be that density. So today we focus on businesses that are in the blockchain industry or adjacent to the blockchain industry. So what I mean by adjacent is one of our customers is an IT company that provides services to miners. Another company is a marketing firm that has several different industries that they provide marketing services for, but one of them happens to be blockchain. So we see, you know, there being value in kind of focusing on the businesses that are in our industry. But the end game for Gilded is not just a solution for crypto businesses, but a solution that any business operating internationally can use. And we have the line of sight on creating a solution that is something that any business can use, but it takes time and effort in order to get there. One way we're doing that is by integrating, non-custodial custody solutions into our app, so that you have a non-custodial wallet that you can use, but you don't have to set it up separately. Another thing is having different options for being able to deposit and withdraw funds to bank accounts. And lastly, there's an education piece, right? So we have accounting and CPA firms in order to educate them on this new technology so that they can keep it in mind for their clients.
I think it's important to stay focused in that way, but you obviously have a long-term vision that scales up with sort of the adoption of crypto too, because obviously not every business on earth is even accepting crypto right now. I am of the sort of philosophy that it's probably not even ready for business usage at scale yet, if you're not specifically focused on it as a business driver. So the fact that you're onboarding as many businesses within the space, within this industry as possible, makes a lot of sense to me. Now, as someone who owns a business and might use Gilded for my own purposes, how much does it cost?
So first of all, we have a free tier. So if you're a freelancer or a very small business, you can use Gilded for free up to $5,000 in payments per month. Now, you'll be missing out on some of the functionality, like the ability to import or export data from other sources, as well as integration with other business software like QuickBooks. But you can still get the benefits of our invoicing system, of being able to accept and organize your payments. And we feel that that's important because we know that we want to grow the size of the digital currency economy, but not everyone is like a big enough business to where they need it. You could be an individual marketer or software developer in a country where you simply can't afford to pay for this type of software, and you do a such little volume that it's not necessary. That being said, we do make money on a subscription model. So every other money transfer method operates by taking a percentage of the transaction volume. With Gilded, we see the ability to make payments software. And so every other type of software is sold on a subscription model. So why shouldn't payments be? And that sort of jibes with, what we see with digital currency, where it actually takes out the middleman. So, why create a model that's based on the old system? So $48 a month level tier for a small business, that enables you to spend up to $20,000 in payments a month. It enables you to integrate with your CRM or your accounting system, and it enables you to import and export more data, and basically just gives you the tools that a small business would need The way I like to think about the value proposition is, do you value your time at $50 an hour? And if so, you know, as an executive of a company, and if so, does it take you more than an hour a month to manage your digital currency payments or your payments overall? Then if so, you know, we're taking that away from you so that you have that time back, and we're doing it less than, you know, what your time is valued at for an hour. So it's a very simple value proposition. Now, beyond that, if you're a larger company, you have custom requirements for integrations, or you're doing a large volume of payments, then we have sort of a sliding scale from there. But most businesses are on our $48 a month plan.
Nice. Well, that's good to know. At least you can get started for free and play with the platform. And then once you decide that it's right for you and your business, you can upgrade to that premium tier. And you guys seem, I mean, we've talked obviously before, you guys are very communicative, which I love. I love the fact that you can actually talk to a person and have all your questions answered by a human being. There's so few software as a service companies that are doing that anymore. Is that something that you guys are focused on? Like, from a customer service perspective, is that a philosophy of your business?
One of the unique things about Guilded is that we have a CPA on our founding team, a professional accountant. And he worked at, this is Joey, he worked at big four firms, auditing publicly traded companies. And so when someone is a paid customer of Guilded, the first thing that they want to know is, how do I integrate digital currency into my business and do it in a way that is, you know, taking out the risk, and we're tracking everything properly. So we set up a meeting with Joey and run through those things. And we also are, you know, we have regular webinars where we educate businesses and their accountants on how to work with digital currency. And, you know, more than one time, we've signed up a business customer who says, look, I know I need this. I really just want my accountant to use it. Can you meet with them and help them get it set up? And we do. And you know, things are usually great after that. So for businesses, you know, I think that they need to have the equivalent of, you know, a phone number that they can call when there's a problem, or someone that they can reach out to. For us, that's a chat bubble on our website. We have people that are basically always responding to that. And we provide that customer service that you just wouldn't get if you were just, you know, kind of rolling your own solution.
That's 100% true. And in a very real way, that type of value is very difficult to put a price tag on, especially when, I mean, for me, accounting is not something that I love and enjoy doing, right? And I feel like probably others feel the same way. So, you know, giving someone else the reins and just putting that into either like a software like yourself that's backed by real accountants, has customer service, things like that, that is just a huge load off of my shoulders. And I would imagine that others feel the same. I can't imagine most business owners are, you know, relishing the opportunity to do their own accounting and spending hours and hours on that. And I know that one of the big things we talked about is like how much time you can save. I think it was Raina, who is on your team, was telling me that one of her clients spends, what is it, like 10 hours a week or something like that? Some ridiculous number just doing their own accounting, and this solution kind of saved their weeks in that way. Yeah. I mean, that's huge value, I'd say.
Yeah, no one likes to think about accounting. If they had it, they would like to count their millions. But and the other joke that I like to say, which I will not go into the specifics on, but hopefully you get it. You know, accounting is actually the second oldest profession. It's that important. If you know what the oldest profession is, then you know why they need to start doing accounting on top of it.
I like that. That's funny. That's so funny. Well, Gil, that's a really great and comprehensive overview of Guilded. I wish we had more time to chat about it, and maybe we can get you back on the show to talk more about it. before we do end up ending this conversation, is there anything on the horizon that we should know about for Gilded? What's coming soon?
We've got a couple of things. We're working on recurring invoices right now. So if you bill customers every month, soon we'll have a way to, to be able to handle that automatically. So kind of increasing the automation even more. The other thing is we're about to announce a partnership with a company that enables us to offer worldwide liquidity in, I think, something like 30 different countries. And so what that means is you'll be able to buy and soon sell digital currency and, you know, interact with your bank account. So if you, for some reason, but let's say you want to pay a vendor in digital currency, but you don't have any, you could easily buy it through our app. And then, you know, your vendor, or let's say you had a vendor in India, for example, they could withdraw. And the rates are really, really competitive with, you know, crypto exchanges out there, but it happens all within our app. And that, I think, is going to be really great for businesses who just want to reduce the complexity.
That's 100% true. We have one server provider who bills mm-hmm. us monthly, and it's kind of, again, it's kind of a fractured process where I have to go in every single month and pay for what could be just a recurring payment. So I think that that feature is going to be, especially in crypto, hugely successful. And I can't wait for that. That's awesome. Gil, again, yep. Before we leave, where can we find you online and where can we find Gilded online if we want to find more information?
You can find me on Twitter at Gil to the Rescue, G-I-L to the Rescue. And you can find Gilded on Twitter at Gilded Finance or on our website, gilded.finance.
Fantastic. And as everyone knows who's listening, anything that we discussed as far as links, social media handles, et cetera, can be found in the show notes on our site, blog.divvyproject.org. Once again, we have Gil Hildebrand from Gilded Finance. Gil, thank you so much once again for joining me. And guys, I will see you next time.
Thanks, Nick.